My script? Did I take my pills?
Artificial intelligence voice cloning can create highly realistic spoof videos.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Or recreate the voice of long-dead artist Andy Warhol for a television documentary.
I went down to the office because they're making a robot of me.
Silicon Valley startup Resemble AI did the Warhol voice cloning and has projects in the works for several global entertainment companies.
It's not like a technology that's imitating a voice, but it's using the voice itself to speak.
Exactly. It's using the voice data itself, which is what the AI model learns from. And then it uses that data to learn patterns of that voice and be able to reproduce it.
To show us how it works, CEO Zohaib Ahmed had me record a few phrases.
She told herself that, after all, her fear had done no harm.
After a few minutes of processing, my cloned voice recited a 19th century poem.
On the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown...
It'll be like extremely realistic to the point that the other person wouldn't be able to recognize if it's you or an artificial voice.
Resemble AI says it has strict safeguards, requires informed consent from speakers, and has a digital watermark on its products for verification.
Rapid advances in voice cloning technology carry with them risks as well as opportunities, and raise questions about the nature of truth itself.
Rogue programmers could misuse the technology to disastrous effect.
So now imagine you're a 14-year-old and you've made some TikTok videos in which you've talked. And somebody goes and grabs those videos and clones your voice and then calls your parent and says, I have your daughter, send me $100,000 or we're going to kill her. And this is not hypothetical. In fact, it happened last week.
Bad actors could target elections, governments, or big corporations.
Take your favorite CEO, and I'm going to create a fake audio of them saying that their profits are down 20%, and I'm going to leak it on Twitter, and Twitter's algorithms are going to amplify it. How long before I can move the market to the tune of billions of dollars before anybody figures out what's going on?
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings.
Experts and business leaders are calling on governments to come up with regulations and safeguards, and quickly, to prevent this form of AI technology from getting out of control.
Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Santa Clara, California.